You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Kicker on this list because it's not one of the key positions on either side, but the Steelers have turned him into a key position because of how inept their offense has been over the last several years. And a little tip to the cap for Boswell here. He probably would be higher, by the way, but he has objectively had two pretty bad seasons. One really bad one in 2018. They don't win several games in 2017 without him. They don't win a couple of games last season without him. And without Chris Boswell, that playoff drought is even longer by a game because he was the reason they beat the Chiefs way back in the 2016 divisional.
Didn't feel right putting him on here because of the other names I have on and the ones I left off. So he was on the cutting room floor. 23.
Lamar Woodley. And maybe it's just for that single run that he had in the 2008 season where he had a great, I would say really good slash great regular season. But then he was a monster in the playoffs. In the three games they had in 2008, he had six sacks. And he had the cincher in the Super Bowl that year. The sack and then the fumble recovery from Brett Kiesel in that game. Woodley, another one of those guys, kind of like Gildon, who, because he didn't have a ton of time in 2000, that's why I had Gildon at 25. Woodley, a shorter prime than you would have liked, but he was really good when he was at his best.
I had him 22, so we're seeing almost him the exact same way. 21 on your list of the top 25 Steelers of the quarter century.
Kind of the offensive version of Lamar Woodley. I went with Santonio Holmes at number 22.
I just had him flipped. I had Santonio 23 and Woodley 22.
Holmes had some really solid seasons here. You could even say some really good seasons here.
He didn't produce like a first-round pick until the playoff run, and then he was really good the next year.
And you got into that 2008 playoff run, and he was one of their best players. And he, outside of that, you know, the Polamalu pick six against the Ravens, he had an argument for some of the most signature plays of that playoff run. He had a punt return against the Chargers. He had the long catch and run touchdown against the Ravens. He had the play against the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. I think Holmes has to be on here.
Who's 20?
21, you mean?
Oh, yeah, 21, my bad.
Willie Parker gets on there at 21 for me. Undrafted player, so maybe I weighted it a little bit more in his direction because of that. He had, I think it was 2007, he was the league's leading rusher until he broke his leg very late in the year. You look back at Willie Parker, and again, you see not that long of a career, but he had some really good seasons in a Steelers uniform, and he's a two-time Super Bowl champ with the 75-yard
touchdown
run. I put
him 18. I have him higher than you. He was the Steelers running back for their Super Bowl wins in 08 and 05. He was the guy on both teams. I know Bettis was there in 05 too, but he was really the guy that got the lion's share of the carries and obviously the big run in the Super Bowl. And then in 08, he was their guy because Mendenhall was hurt. So I had him 18.
20, I went Aaron Smith. Everybody loves this guy.
Wow. I am shocked you do not have him higher.
Where'd you have him?
I have him 12. I love Aaron Smith.
I probably could have had him a little bit higher. He was a player that you heard.
I'm a big Aaron Smith guy, man.
You heard how underrated he was so often that he probably is properly rated or maybe even overrated by the time you got to the end of all of that.
Man.
A really solid player on those Super Bowl winning defenses. I just feel like there were some guys ahead of him that
I can't wait to hear some of those names.
I thought had bigger impact.
So he was 20 or 19?
He was 20.
Okay, now we're into the guys who made the top 20. Donnie Steelers of the quarter century, 19.
19 is a guy that you told me you left off your list entirely because you forgot about him. Ike Taylor.
That was brutal by me.
I think Ike Taylor has to be one of the more underappreciated Steelers of the 2000s.
Clearly, I forgot he existed when I made this list.
But you also felt like those defenses were so good. Ike was almost viewed as one of the weak links, when in reality, he was a really good shutdown corner.
Had an interception when it mattered most in the Super Bowl, even though he got knocked for his hands his entire career. 18.
Lawrence Timmons. Really solid inside linebacker for
I like that pick.
About
Item 15.
I loved Lawrence Timmons in the Steelers defense. I thought it was a good pass of the baton, even though these guys played together, a good pass of the baton from Ferrier to Timmons. And he was Mike Tomlin's first draft pick, and I'd say a hell of a pick.
17.
The man in the middle of that defense who was eating up blockers left, right, and center, that's Casey Hampton. First-round pick way back in 2001. It doesn't have the long list of accolades like all pros and Pro Bowls per se, but Hampton was kind of the straw that would stir that defense. He was so good at his job, and a lot of other guys to do theirs even better.
Okay, I had him at 14, so I'm curious here. Like, there might be a couple names that you have ranked here in the top 15 or top, maybe even close to the top 10, who I just left off my list altogether.
I went with the bus at number 16.
Wow.
And I know that he was at
that
his best.
That is a controversial selection.
I know that he was at his best in the 90s, but Jerome Bettis still had some really good seasons post-2000.
I think he had two. I think 2000 and 2001 were his last two good ones. I mean, he was still obviously a spiritual leader of those other teams.
2004, he had a good year.
Well, he scored a lot of touchdowns, which is part of it. I can't like act like that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, he started to become more of a part-time player.
Donnie, I didn't even put him on my list. I am surprised.
He probably should be lower.
I'm surprised you have him ahead of Parker, and I'm surprised you look at that snippet of Bettis' career and say that's better than Aaron Smith and Casey Hampton. I'm very surprised by that.
I think he's a player that just holds like such sentimental value to people, so maybe I felt that way about him when I was putting this together.
15.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, number 15.
Item 17.
People may think of him in a more sour sense because of his last season here and now his departure from here. But I mean, he was a multi-time all-pro player. And that first year with Minkah Fitzpatrick in 2019, the Steelers would not have finished at 500 without him. He was as important to that defense as TJ Watt was.
Yeah. The Tomlin streak would not exist if not for him. He should have been the MVP of that team. 14.
I went with David DeCastro.
I have him 13.
Incredibly solid in the middle of that offensive line. If it wasn't for Alan Faneca, probably the best 66 in team history, because DeCastro was kind of that 2010s version of him. They were the beneficiaries of a draft night slide, and they end up getting a guard that was a multi-time All-Pro for a decade.
12. Your 12th?
No, this would be 13.
13. Your 13th ranked Steeler of the last quarter century.
I went with Peasy. Joey Porter's my number 13 player on this list.
He just cracked my top 10. Item 10th.
Yeah, member of the all 2000s team. He, even though he had his best year statistically in Miami later on down the road, he was the lifeblood of that Steelers defense in the 2000s. Kind of like the conversation we had about Lambert yesterday. Maybe he wasn't the best player on those defenses that won Super Bowls, but or won that Super Bowl at least in 40. But he was like the spiritual leader of it. The locker room speeches were legendary from him. So Porter gets the number 13
spot. So this
spot.
Next one's 12?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to guess here that 12 is Lev?
No.
No. Who's 12?
James Ferrier.
Timeout. You've got Bell ahead of Ferrier?
Lev Bell, yeah.
Oh, no. Whoa.
You didn't even have Ike Taylor on your list.
I know. It's a bad job by me. I'm not saying I have a perfect list. I'm shocked by that.
Lev Bell was the best running back in football for multiple years at his best.
Yes, but it was like, what, a three-year run? Ferrier was like policing the middle of their defense for a decade and was great at it and probably should have won like multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards. Or
well, what'd you have him at, like five?
I have him at 11. I'm more...
Oh, okay, so one whole spot higher. You probably had Bell at 12 and...
I had him at 16.
Ferrier at 11.
I had him at 16. I'm just surprised by the guys that you have Bell ranked ahead of, clearly. That's why I'm complaining about it. Anyways, you should
I didn't have him that much higher.
You should probably use this time to praise Ferrier because I just jumped in.
So I guess this is my Brian Reynolds, Jason Bay.
It is, yeah.
For you.
Like, if you asked your dad, who was a better Steeler, Ferrier or Bell? He's going to say Bell? No way. No shot. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, probably not. My dad's not making the list, though.
No, but you fall back on your dad's opinions. It's Al Oliver opinions. Apparently, he thinks Ed Ott's the strongest man whoever, was born. I don't know. It's just, okay. All right, so you've got Ferrier 12, and then 11 is?
Heath Miller.
Oh, my God, I didn't put Miller on my list.
Oh, and you want to come at me. You want to come at me, and you didn't put Heath Miller on the top 25 Steelers since 2000 list.
Yeah, that's
You're done. You're done.
That's bad.
You're done.
I didn't.
Ike Taylor's one thing.
I don't know.
Tight end in team history.
Yeah, he is.
A fan favorite for a decade. You didn't put him on your list.
I didn't. I don't know why.
But heaven forbid I have Lev Bell two whole spots higher than James Ferrier.
Yeah. No, it's a very good rebuttal by you. I just blanked on him.
Anytime a white guy catches a football, they still chant his name.
I'm aware of that, Donnie.
Heath is number 11. Lev Bell is number 10. Because when he was at his best, he was one of the best Steelers of the 21st century. The prime was just a little bit too short to put him higher.
I can't believe I didn't put Heath on my list. But the list is the list. I have to live and die with it. I already submitted it to CBS so they could put it up on the Selection Sunday show. I can't call him back and say, hey, I actually forgot about Heath Miller. Can you please give me a second chance here?
The prime wasn't super long for Bell, but he was always one of the best players on the team, maybe outside of Ben and AB.
Yeah.
And I do think for a multi-year stretch, he was either the best or a top three running back in all of football.
Who is 9?
Marquise Pouncey.
I have Pouncey 8.
Okay.
So now we're getting close.
I was kind of worried that he was another guy you left off.
There might still be one more. I mean, at this rate, I'm going to forget Ben.
But yeah, I mean, Pouncey, he continued a great lineage of center play, taking over after they went through it for a couple of years with Sean Mahan, Justin Hartwig. Pouncey stepped in as a rookie, won the job out of camp, all pros, Pro Bowls. I mean, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's going to be a finalist.
Yeah, he's worthy of a top 10
8?
Spot. Cam Hayward, number 8. Another guy that will end up being a borderline Hall of Famer. When I was first making this list, I actually had him a couple of spots higher, but I decided to flip-flop a couple of names. Not many players have had the back half of their career go the way Cam Hayward's has.
So maybe I'm just like recency bias because he's coming off a great season in his late 30s. I put him 3.
3?
Yeah.
Man. I couldn't do that.
Like, let me ask you this question.
I love Cam, the player and the person. I couldn't do that.
Does he he clearly doesn't, because there's going to be guys you have ahead of him who didn't win Super Bowls. But I'm thinking about this, because I'm basically saying right now I think Hayward has had a better career than Watt by putting him there. But I don't feel like I'm that far off, just because he's played more games in a Steelers uniform than any defensive player ever. And I know he got a late start on things, but he's basically been a really good player for what? What would you say? 10 years?
Yeah.
Watt doesn't have 10 good years, because he hasn't played 10 years yet.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, Hayward had like the reverse career of what you would expect. I feel like his first couple of years, just due to the fact that he was blocked by some veterans,
yeah,
people probably worried, like, oh, is this, you know, is Ironhead's kid ever going to make an impact? And then here we are in 2025, and we're saying this dude's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I probably overrated him. Next.
I mean, James Harrison.
This is seven for you?
Yeah, would you put his career...
I put Harrison 9.
...up against Hayward's?
Hayward's has the longevity.
He does have the longevity factor. Harrison able to combine the accolades, also has the Super Bowl rings, and he has one of the most memorable plays in Steelers history.
No doubt.
As a little feather in the cap.
I think that when the two come up for Canton, though, I think Hayward is a better shot of getting in because of what I'm saying, because of how long he's done it for.
And he still has a chance to finish the career a little bit
stronger. Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah.
Next?
I went with Watt at 6.
I'm in the same exact spot.
When I initially did this, I had Harrison, Watt, Hayward, or some combination of that, where I kind of flipped around a couple of those names. I mean, most sacks in Steelers history, that absolutely counts for something, and he did it in a very, very quick manner. Defensive player of the year, he probably should have another one at least. No playoff wins. I know that's a knock. That's why I didn't really want to put him any higher, but absolutely one of the best defensive players that the Steelers have had since 2000.
All right, your top five Steelers players of this quarter century.
Hines Ward is number 5. One of the toughest.
Ooh.
One of the toughest wide receivers of his era. Didn't have the flashiest of numbers of some of those guys that played in that same era. Like, I wouldn't say for him, was he the best wide receiver at any point over his career, because he's competing with guys like Randy Moss, T.O., you can go down the list. But as a most complete wide receiver, a handful of people may put him at number 1. We know he's the greatest blocking wide receiver to ever play the game. He has the Super Bowls to add to his accolades. He has the Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
Also to put on his mantle. I think he's a top 5 guy.
I put him 7. 4.
Alan Faneca.
Same exact
boy.
Spot. Malzy would be fighting both of us right now. He'd be raging mad here.
Yeah,
he's one.
He's on the Steelers offensive line, Mount Rushmore. You have Mike Webster up there. You have Dermonti Dawson up there. You have Alan Faneca up there. And he's absolutely in the conversation with both of those other guys.
Here's why he's not higher for me. You can't count 98 and 99 from him.
Right, and then he was gone by,
and then he was gone
07?
By 07's his last year, yeah. So I think, like, we're not taking his whole entire career. He played 3 more years after he left Pittsburgh.
Right, I mean,
an All-Pro in one of them.
I probably would have had him higher if he
was a one-helmet guy.
More of a, like, a decade than 7 years in the 2000s.
3?
Antonio Brown. It's a controversial pick because he's such a hated character. He's such a hated human by people. And I'm not advocating for the person that AB is.
Yeah.
But there is no question he is on the short list of best players I've ever seen in a Steelers uniform that I've personally ever seen. And this spans most of my life. Basically, my whole cognitive memory is the list I'm going through right now. And Antonio Brown is one of the best Steelers I've ever seen. When he was at his best, he was the best receiver in football, and I still think he's the best Steelers wide receiver in team history, despite the lack of Super Bowls.
I put him ahead of Hines. I have AB 5, and I have Hines 7. All right, here it comes. We know who the last two are. It's just a matter of what order you put them in. Two?
The best defensive player I've ever seen in a Steelers uniform. That's Troy Polamalu.
I did the same thing.
If he played a little bit longer for me, there's the real argument for number one, considering the top guy played for nearly two decades. Troy, maybe the most exciting player that a lot of people have ever seen. And he would show up in big games all the time, whether it's a wild card interception, whether it's the pick six against the Ravens, leaping over the offensive line on a fourth and inches, whatever it may be. Troy was one of those dudes that embodied the Steelers in every sense of the word, dating back to the good old days of the 70s. But he just didn't quite reach the longevity that the guy at number one did.
Yep, Ben.
And it's Big Ben. I mean, he won two, he got to three. Was he ever the best quarterback in football?
No.
No. But I thought Mike Florio made a pretty strong point for him earlier. He always gave them a chance. He always had them in the conversation of a Super Bowl. And look at what has happened since his departure. Now, that's mostly on the Steelers and not really on him, but we were spoiled in the roughly two decades that Big Ben played here, and it has been a disaster since.
How many of these guys do you think Malzi would have had ahead of Ben? I think he's doing AB for sure.
I think he would have like moved Ben down to four and maybe pushed all the other guys up, like Troy, AB, Fanica in some form or fashion.
How about Hines? That would really be the
that would have been
eternal
close.
Debate. I can't believe I left off Heath Miller and Ike Taylor.
The Miller one's really bad.
They're both bad.
Like, okay, Ike's one thing.
Here's a okay, so
it was also just perfect timing since you just jumped all over me about Lev Bell.
Yeah. All right, so here's the guys that I put on my list that you didn't. I put Cordell 25.
Oh, man.
Got MVP votes. Wasn't bad in 2000. Was excellent in 2001. And as you pointed out before he went on the air, that was about it.
Yeah.
Sentimental choice for me. Larry Foote, 24. 11 years with the Steelers. That's a long time.
I interviewed Larry Foote in high school.
04 defense, 05. You didn't have hair then and you had huge sideburns.
Had a big interception in the AFC title game.
I put Harding's 21. I think he's one of the more underrated Steelers players of this
era. That was one that was very difficult for me to not put on the list. Harding's, Kiesel was another one. I don't know if you had him.
19. How did you not put Kiesel? Well, I didn't put Miller or Ike, so I'm not really one to talk. But come on now.
That's why I said I felt like the final few out of the 25, plus, I mean, you could argue I wasted a space with Boswell since he was a kicker, but that's why I said like it was more difficult for me from 21 to 25 than it was 1 to 5. Because there were so many names that popped up. Like, I didn't put Ryan Clark on the list. Played here for a while.
I didn't either.
But I also
we didn't put Shazier.
There just wasn't enough. He was fantastic in 2017, and I think he was going to win Defensive Player of the Year, but there just wasn't enough there. It was one great year.
All right. At 5:30, a few minutes from now, Jeff is going to come in. Jeff is going to critique both lists as the judge here, and he is going to decide which one's better.
I like that. I like that little change up.
So Judge Donnie is actually, he lost an election. He's no longer a judge, and now he's back practicing law. So it'll be Judge Jeff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Judge Donnie is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We've called another judge audible with Malzi on vacation, a golf retreat. Jeff Hathorn is here, 93.7thefan.com. Judge Donnie has been voted out of office, so he is now practicing privately again, personal law, and he's gone into business for himself, and the new judge in town is Jeff Hathorn. And today's debate in the courtroom will be, whose list of top 25 Steelers from the last quarter century is better? My list or Donnie's list? So here's how it's going to work. Donnie, you're going to take 2 minutes or thereabouts to just run through your list, 25 down to one for Jeff. I will do the same thing. And then you and I will make closing arguments, poking holes in each other's lists. And then Jeff will render a decision.
That sounds good. So just rattle through it?
Well, yeah, and if you want to add a couple of things to let Jeff know your process, that works too. So I'm going to start.
I can add that later if need be, because I'd be going too long if I'd explained.
So 2 minutes starting now.
All right, Jeff, I'll work 25 down to one. So 25 was Jason Gildon, 24, Chris Boswell, 23,
Boswell,
Lamar Woodley, 22, Santonio Holmes, 21, Fast Willie Parker, 20, Aaron Smith, 19, Ike Taylor, who Mr. Filippone didn't have on his list, 18, Lawrence Timmons, 17, Casey Hampton, 16, Jerome Bettis, 15, Minka Fitzpatrick, 14, David DeCastro, 13, Joey Porter, senior, of course, 12, James Ferrier, 11, Heath Miller, who Mr. Filippone also left off, 10, Le'Veon Bell, 9, Marquise Pouncey, 8, Cam Hayward, 7, James Harrison, 6, T.J. Watt, 5, Hines Ward, 4, Alan Faneca, 3, Antonio Brown, 2, Troy Polamalu, and 1,
so who's that?
All right, Andrew. Cook's BFF, who's retired from practicing law and is now in Florida. Begging people for free beer, probably. All right. I will rattle mine off, Jeff. Number 25 on my list, Cordell Stewart. Number 24, Larry Foote. Number 23, Santonio Holmes. 22, Lamar Woodley. 21, Jeff Hardings. 20, Jason Gildon. 19, Brett Kiesel. 18, Willie Parker. 17, Minka Fitzpatrick. 16, Le'Veon Bell. 15, Lawrence Timmons. 14, Casey Hampton, the big snack. 13, David DeCastro. 12, Aaron Smith. 11, James Ferrier, Potsy. 10, Peasy. 9, Debo. 8, Pouncey. 7, Hines. 6, Watt. 5, AB. 4, Faneca. 3, Hayward. 2, Polamalu. 1, Big Ben.
I was waiting for Ike.
Yeah, well, I have no further comment on that.
All right, closing arguments. And I want you each to list someone you regret not having on the list.
Oh, God, I mean.
Oh, I kind of like that turn here. I think Jeff Hardings is the player that I'm upset that I could not put on the list. I obviously love the center position. Did he have the the accolades of a Webster or a Dawson or a Pouncey, no, but he was a hell of a center on those offenses that won a lot of games, scored a lot of points, even won a Super Bowl, and we saw the couple of years after his absence, it got pretty ugly. And he was very much on the bubble for me. I went back and forth on guys like Boswell and Gildan and Hardings and Kiesel. And Hardings even did have some hardware on his side. He had an all-pro bid well into the 2000s. I wish I could have had him on there, and I'm upset I didn't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.